Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, look with mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in thee. Now, friends, we're going to talk about our saint of the day. And I actually wrote about him on my blog. And our saint of the day is Saint Richard. Well, where is he? There we go. Okay. And this comes from, in part from morningoffering.com and in part from catholic.org, two of the websites that I frequently use. You may recall some time ago when I wrote about Saint Winibald, I mentioned that he was a saint that came from an entire family of saints, including both of his parents, his uncle, and his brother and sister. Well, today we're talking about the father of Saint Winibald, and that is Saint Richard. Now, I can tell you we don't actually know what his name is. It's a name that he was given. Richard is a name that he was given by the Italians, by those in Lucca, Italy. And so we don't know what his name really was, but we're going to call him Saint Richard because that sounds good. And by the way, I'm kind of fond of the name Richard. It was my daddy's name. So anyway, Saint Richard, our saint of the day, whose feast day is February 7th, is the father of Saint Winibald and the brother-in-law of Saint Boniface, whose birth name was Winfrid. Saint Richard was the father of St. Winibald, St. Willibald, and St. Walburga. He was married to St. Wuna. He was the brother-in-law of St. Boniface. His birthplace may have been Wessex, England. It is said that when his son, St. Willibald, was gravely ill as a child, St. Richard's prayers saved his life. In essence, St. Richard took St. Willibald to a big crucifix in the middle of the town square, I guess in Wessex, and laid him on the ground in front of it. And Willibald was all of 3 years old, they say, and prayed over him, and Willibald was healed. So anyway, St. Winibald talked St. Richard into taking a pilgrimage to Rome and to the Holy Land. And they took St. Winibald or Willibald with them. This is going to get confusing. Winibald, Willibald. The only one that's not confusing is Walburga. And if I'm not careful, I'll say Wahlburgers, and that's not cool. Actually, it's a good restaurant if you haven't eaten there. So anyway, they went on a pilgrimage to Rome, Winibald, Willibald, and Richard. And Richard took ill around Lucca, Italy. He died there and was buried there. Great miracles were widely reported at his tomb, and a cult grew up around him. Now, a cult in the Catholic sense is not a bad thing. It means veneration. It means people coming around to venerate someone who has been the source of miracles. So he was venerated in and around Lucca. Over time, the locals embellished his story, and he was identified as Saint Richard, King of the English. Although he may have been Kent and related to the royals by blood, he was not the King of England. In fact, when he left for pilgrimage, St. Richard gave up his estates and his claim to royalty. After his death, of course, after his death, some of his relics were transported to the church in Eichstätt, Germany. His son Willibald would become bishop there. St. Willibald also wrote the biography of St. Boniface. And like I said, the information for this article was gleaned from Catholic.org and MorningOffering.com. And if you go to my blog page on thefourpersons.net, it's Saint of the Day about St. Richard. You can get a direct link to the two pages that I got the information from. So you've joined me at 3:30 or after for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, so we don't really need to talk about that. But I do want to talk about one other blessed whose feast day it is today, and that's Blessed Pope Pius the Ninth. And he lived from May 13th, 1792 in Sinigale, Italy, to February 7th, 1878. He was born Giovanni Maria Mastaiferetti. He was the longest reigning elected pope in the history of the Catholic Church. He served from June 16, 1846 until his death, a period of almost 32 years. During his pontificate, he convened the Vatican I Council. He defined the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, and one of the important things about Vatican I in 1869 is that it decreed papal infallibility, and it sets forth the requirements for the Pope being deemed infallible. He's got to speak from the chair to the whole church, not to the Diocese of Birmingham and Alabama, but to the whole church. And it's got to absolutely be on a matter of faith or morals. And that hasn't happened in a very long time. If I'm not mistaken, he also has to say that he is speaking ex cathedra. Ex cathedra being from the chair. Cathedra in Latin is chair. And that's where we get the word cathedral for the seat of the bishop. So anyway, of course, this pope defined the dogma of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, meaning that Mary was conceived without the taint of original sin. Pius IX also granted the Marian title of Our Mother of Perpetual Help, a famous Byzantine icon from Crete entrusted to the Redemptorist priests. In addition to this, Pius IX was also the last pope to rule as the sovereign of the Papal States, which fell completely to Italian nationalist armies by 1870 and were incorporated into the Kingdom of Italy. He was beatified in the year 2000 by Pope St. John Paul II. Well, I was hoping that John would be in by now, but he's not. So we're going to go with the daily update as I know it. Last night at 10 o'clock, live, John went with his opening statement in our debate with, let's see, the Prophetic Grace Network. To my knowledge, they haven't responded. This evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, John's guest for live video is Father Stephen Imbarato. And I love Father Imbarato. If you don't know him on Facebook, follow him. He is a great priest of God. I love Father Imbarato so much. And he set me right on a couple of things. So he's a good guy. Anyway, I want everybody to pray for Luke to feel better, because Luke was under the weather Monday night to do his show. So we are still waiting to broadcast, I think it's part three of the Gospel of John. And when John Benko gets on here, he'll make sure that I know correctly. So on Friday on the Catholic Ken Apologetics show, Ken is going to talk about how we are born again in the sacrament of baptism. That's going to be a really interesting show. I plan on tuning in live. I might even call in, especially since I've got the equipment to do so. And so that's all I've got on Daily Update until John joins in. Now, we don't have Lisa's show again. I do have one more thing on the Daily Update. We do have Lisa's show again on March 2nd, and her special guest on March 2nd is going to be Nashville recording artist Andrew Dean. You're not going to want to miss Andrew Dean on Rockin' for God with your host, Lisa Marie Nicole. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern on March 2nd, 2024. Now, she will broadcast live video at youtube.com/@LisaMNicole. And then hopefully John and I will simulcast it on the Four Persons Network. That was really a lot of fun last time. So I'm hoping that we will do that. So let me see if John's on yet. John is not yet on. And we've only got 8 minutes left. Actually, 7 and change. So we're going to pray the three Hail Marys Novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin Most Powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favors we implore in our present necessities. And that, excuse me, would be the special intentions of everybody listening here today, and also for the complete healing of Brother Jack Graves from the Gadsden Council of the Knights of Columbus. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers, graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, my mother, through that ineffable, our mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you to obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, seed of wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petitions. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of penitent sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you, through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners, Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Saint Richard, pray for us. Saint Willibald, pray for us. Saint Walburga, pray for us. Saint Wuna, pray for us. Saint Winibald, pray for us. Saint Boniface, pray for us. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, pray for us. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Okay, so we are finished there, and we have just a few minutes left. And I want to talk to you about our good friends, and that would be Paulette and Tony Rock at therockcompanyshop.com. That's The Rock Company Shop, The, T-H-E, Rock, R-O-C-K, Company, spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, Shop, S-H-O-P, .com. They have all sorts of great wares, silver jewelry, gold jewelry, olive wood crosses, olive wood crucifixes, olive wood rosaries. Olive wood rosaries that have images of saints on the potter beads. Olive wood rosaries that have images of saints on the potter beads and soil from the Holy Land, the very soil where Jesus himself walked. Think about it. Your rosary that you buy from the Rock Company shop could have some of the dirt that Jesus walked on. How cool would that be? But they also have some really great nativity sets. I'm saving up for one. It's going to run me about $1,500, but it's worth it. It'll last forever. And hopefully this is one where the baby Jesus will come out of it so that I can set the nativity set out and then put Jesus in at midnight on Christmas. That's kind of a family tradition. My mother used to do that growing up. And she still has that nativity set, and that's 50 years plus later. and it's a beautiful nativity set. So anyway, it's not olive wood. But anyway, they also have some special gifts that you can get for someone else or for yourself that have images of the Last Supper, images of the crucified Christ. They have statues. If you're looking for it in Catholic gifts, they probably have it, except for books. Books, I'm going to send you to Catholic.com. Everything else, I'm going to tell you to go to therockcompanyshop.com because they do a really great job and they stand behind what they sell. And if you're not happy with what you buy, I'll give you your misery back. You'll have to send me what you bought, but I'll give you your misery back. That's a fact, Jack. So anyway, we've got less than a minute to go. And John never did log in. So I want to thank you for joining me today to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, to learn about Saint Richard, to pray the three Hail Marys Novena, and I want you to have a blessed rest of your day, and I'll see you right here at 3:30 tomorrow. Until then, my name is Richard Pettis, and it'll be Richard Pettis after that, too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all.